This is Parak Hey, Hilchos Tumos Ochlin. In this Parak, the Rambam is going to get into different parts of food, for instance, stems and peels and shells, and whether and how does Tum apply to that. Okay, so Lach Allah. Yodos Ochlin. So these Yad, which is the term Yad as referred to foods, Hina Eitzim Harachin Vasmuchim Ochal. So these are basically stems. They're the thin stems. She'ochal Nitla Behemina Ilan. That's what the fruit hangs off of. So, for instance, you have things like stems of figs and pears and the edge of a cluster of grapes. So, too, they also include our seeds and other things, what it called, that the food requires. The shomer, now shomer, which is the other category, literally means protector. That's the shell that's right over the food that protects it. And that includes all other things like that. Halacha beis kol shehu yad veinu shomer mistame umetame lo mistar. Okay, so the Rambam is going to lay out principles now. Anything that's a yad and not a shomer, yad meaning stem, shomer meaning that which protects the fruit. Mistame means that it is able to receive tuma umetame and can impart tuma lo mistar, but is not combined together when it comes to the minimum shear of actual food. The kol shehu shomer, anything that is a shomer, afi shenu yad, even though it's not a yad. Metame, so it can impart tuma, umistame, and receive tuma, umistarab, and the shomer is considered, can be combined together with other foods, other smaller parts of food to become the minimum shear. But chol she'ena lo shomer v'lo yad, anything that is not a shomer, not a yad, ina mistame, v'lo metame, so it doesn't impart, nor does it receive tuma, v'ein tzarab, lomar she'ena mistarab, and of course it's combined together with food. So ketzad mistame, umetame, v'ein mistarab. So what's the first case where it is able to give tuma, receive tuma, and does not combine with other foods? Shimnaga tuma biyad. So because if tuma touches the stem itself, nitma ochal toli boy, then the fruits that's attached to the stem becomes tuma. Shimnaga tuma ochal nitma yad. If what do you call it? If the tuma touches the ochal, the yad, the stem also becomes tuma. Veni yad mitzarefes ima ochal hashlima lokabezu lachatzi pras. But the stem is not included with the other parts of, let's say, the apple to come together for the minimum shear, for example, of an egg. Avimaya shomer, but let's say it was a shomer, like a shell, harezem mitzaref lokabezu lachatzi pras. That is included in coming together to produce that minimum shear of a beitzah. Just like there is a stem, an idea of a yad when it comes to tuma, so too, there's also that a yad is a part of the aspect that helps create susceptible, that which is susceptible to tuma. Shim hokshar yad, hokshar kol ocha toli boy. Because of the yad, if the stem is roi, is capable of receiving tuma, then the entire fruit is capable. The yesh alafachos mikazayas, and when it comes to what do you call it, a stem that applies even for less than a kazayas of an olive size, veishomer alafachos mikful, and so too when it comes to shomer, that the halachas of shomer apply even if the fruit itself is smaller than a bean. The shomer shachalka in a mitzrayim ocha, but when the shomer is actually split up, then it does not combine together with other parts to form the minimum shear of food of a beitza, for example. V'chadali minai in the shomer ochlin. Shame mistamen ima ocha kashem bukhabar mahem. So how do we know that shomrim the shells, for instance, are able to contract tuma with food when they're attached to them? Shemra al kol zera zera shayzera kederek shemnei adam motziin lizria. So it's the way that what do you call people use to sow, to plant. Chitin be sorehen usorim beklipan vadashim beklipan huad din l'shar shomrim. So for instance, wheat with what coats it, barley in its shell, etc. All these are apply to all types of shomer. So how do we know that when it comes to the stems that are attached to food, that they both receive and impart tuma when they're attached to the food, to the fruit? Let's say, so that which is what it called all that is included. Right. So when it comes to person harvesting grapes that he's going to use in the press, ein lo yados, shere ein lo tzarech biyad, neisha motzes is a mashke. So there's no idea of a yad because he has no need for the yad itself, because what it does is it's not good because it absorbs the actual juice that he's trying to get out. If someone harvests to use that which he's harvesting for schach, ein lo yados, yados don't apply, shere ein lo tzarech biyad, because he has no need for the stems. Laches kol yados ha'ochlen sheb sasam begaran toren. So whenever the stems of food are crushed, let's say in a granary, so then they are considered to be tahor. Look at that. Psigo she'oshkol, sherikana tahor. So what's a psigo she'oshkol? So when you have a little branch, a little spring that comes off a cluster of grapes, what do you call it? And let's say there are no grapes left on it, so then it is tahor. Then the shtar ba gargar echad. But if one grape is left on that little twig, har is a yad la osa gargar. It's considered a stem for that specific grape. Mekabel osama, therefore can receive some. V'chein shtar b'tzmara shereikan tahor. So too, a stalk from a palm tree, a date palm, also same halacha. Shtar ba tamar achas tame. But if one date remains, then it then the it's considered a yad and can receive some. V'chein shtar b'kitnio shereikan tahor. So too, let's say a pod of legumes is emptied out. So then again, that's tahor. But sharbar gar echad, as long as there's one lentil, let's see, for example, yeah, a bean or example remaining in the pod, the kabbal tuma, then it could still receive tuma. 1 second, alacha yod. Lo lo means shomer al gabi shomer. So you can never have a shomer on a shomer, meaning we don't look at all the peels. Elo shomer echad levad or samach lochol. It's only the innermost peel that touches the food. Hu nechshavimo. That's considered part of the food itself. There are three peels that apply to an onion. So you have the inner peel. It doesn't matter if it's whole or cut. And so is the middle one. If it's whole, it is combined together. If it is split up, it's not. And the outer peel, it doesn't matter what state it's in. Either way, it's always considered to be tahor. So all shells, essentially, impart tumah, receive tumah, and combine together with foods because they are considered like a shomer. Klipe pulin v'tumasin zarkan ena mistamos kanas on the Oakland mistamos. So when let's say you have a pod of, for instance, of beans, let's say what it called you chuck them, so they are no longer susceptible to tumah. But if you save them, what it called to eat, then they are able to become tumah. Of course, if there's any food left over in the pod, even if you chucked it, it's still susceptible to tumah. Klipas melafafon, so cucumber peels, apish emahem betoch on melafafon, even though they're not connected to the cucumber at all, mistamos tumas oakland. They do receive tumah for tumas oakland. Hasorim bizman shehin yevashin, so when it comes to barley kernels when they're dry, klipasam mitzrafis yaman, their shells are combined with them, and bizman shehin lachem, when they're moist, emisarfen, the shells do not combine. Abalchita bin lachem in yevashin, klipasam mitzrafis, when it comes to wheat, it doesn't matter whether the kernels are wet or dry. The shells or peels are combined with them. So all seeds like a yad are able to impart some or receive some of, but do not combine together with food. Chutz migarine harotav, except for the seeds of dates. Aval shel tamra yevesha inem esrefes. But what do you call it? And rotav here means a fresh date. But when it comes to dry dates, they do not combine together to form the minimum share of food. So the covering that of a date seed that's basically fresh, is not combined together. The sha'al garina ha'yavesha, but when it comes to a dry date seed, it combines together. Because it's considered, since it is actually attached to the food, it's considered like the food itself. Right. So when a little part of the date seed sticks outside the fruit. So anything that is still next to the food itself combines together to the food. Anything that is outside of it does not combine together for the minimum shear food. So too, when there's a bone, when there's meat attached to the bone, anything that is actually next to or attached to the meat, it combines together. But let's say the meat was on the other side of the bone, then it doesn't combine together. Rather, it's only the bone right directly underneath the meat until the space of the bone. But let's say the bone did not have an empty part in it. We look at it like as if it is the thickness of the azo, the hisap. And the rest of the bone does not combine together to form the ministry of food. So here's a key point. Bones to meat are considered like a shomer. So let's say you have a thigh bone, which you've seen a few times here, that has meat on it. I feel a kafel gores kulotoma. So even if it's the tiniest little amount, it causes nonetheless, it causes the entire bone to be included for toma. Halacha yud zayin, garine zaysim v'tamra. So when it comes to olive and date seeds, apish is shalkan, even if they're cooked, the oakland to eat them, in the mistamen, still they do not receive toma. Halacha yud chas, garine cheruvin. These are the seeds of carrots. Even though I decided to eat them, they do not receive tumah. Shlok on the oakland, but if I cook them to eat, then mistamen, they are susceptible now to tumah. So now the Rambam is looking at the specifics here. So these are the foods that both impart tumah, receive tumah, and will combine together with other things to form the minimum share of food for tumah. Right. So you have shorshei hashum, habasalim, kaputos, bizman shein lachem. So you have basically garlic roots, onions, leeks when they're moist. That pitma shalahan bein lachem and nevesha. So too, there's they're what they call the parts that stick out, whether they're moist or not. The amuch who mechuvan can make ochal. So too, the stalks, the sharsharia chazun vanafus. These are the roots of lettuce and different types of radishes. The shorsh stone gadol mitzaref. So too, the root of the large radish also combines together. Has siv shalo ena mitzaref. But then when it comes to the what are called the thinner roots, those are not combined. The sharsharia hamatnava pigam. So this is mint and other wild vegetables. The shorsh yirakos sadeh yirakos gina shikaram lishtalim. Again, these are also wild vegetables, vegetables grown in the fields. All these are what they call, let's say I uproot them to replant them. So to the center part of the grain, as well as the husks of the kernels, the oxate anim, the grogros, and these are the stems of figs and dates, carobs as well, and different types of figs. All these are mistamin, mitamin, and are mitzaref. Now you have elam mistamin and tamin lomba starfin. So these are ones; these are examples of foods that receive tumah, impart tumah, but do not combine together with the food itself. Shorshei hashum, the roots of garlic, habatzalam, the kapotos, pshanshi devation. So onions as well as leeks when they're dry. Ba'amos shenu b'chumam k'neged ochel. So too their stalks. Umalan shel shibolin. So these are what are called parts of the grain stalks. Vehina sa'aros hashachoros. These are like the little hairs on top of the stalk of grain that look like the teeth of a saw. The oxia hagasim, vakrostamalin, vaprishin, vaozrin. So again, you have different kinds of things, pears and some types of apples. The oke talas, tefakasamuk lokal. So that is the stem of a squash, the tefak that's closest to the food. The oke it's kondas tefak. That's the stem of what it called the artichoke. Vechenyada parchil tefach mikan tefach mikan. So that is the what it called the branch of from a where the wine grows off of the vine. The parchil who asarik sheshkol slimbo. Sorry, that's the stem from the vine for grapes. Yada eshkol kol shehu, and that is the stem any based on any cluster of grapes. Zanav eshkol shurikano. So to the tail stem of the cluster of grapes. Yada mechvat shel tamar avar tzvachim. So that refers to the branch of a date palm. So then you also have there's a sort of red branch that hang the dates hang from and the dates are attached to those. But that is the stem of a stalk of grain, three tvachim. So to the stem of what it called of anything that's harvested, three tvachim. But if it's not normal to harvest these things, then when it comes to the minimum size of the stem and the roots, it's any amount. So all these are things that impart tumah, receive tumah, and do not combine together, what it called, to form the minimum share of food. So these are the things that do not are not susceptible to tumah, do not impart tumah, nor do they combine together to form the minimum share of food. Sharkal oxim, so basically all other kinds of stems. The sharshere kilche akruv, this is the roots of cabbage. The chafe tradim, the chafe halefes, so these are roots of beets and turnips. The hena yikaran shenishar b'karka, shalaktu, hakruv halefes, v'chazu v'chlifu. So these are the stalks and roots that are left inside the ground after harvesting. The chol sharshere shedarchal yigazeh shenerku imaocha. And so too, all the, what are called, roots that are cut off at the time that you uproot the vegetables. The pitnal shamimum is refes. The button part of the pomegranate is also combined together. Venetula and mitzaref, but the buds that grow from it are not combined. If I love rabeis harimon v'abatiach shamimot miksaso. So when part of let's say a rimon or a watermelon start to break down and decompose, in hanishar chibur lo zashimo, the remainder that's left is not considered attached to the part that is decomposed. Ben hanishar min haklipa mitzaref. And that which is left over from the peel is not combined together. Because its guarding, its protection is not really helping. So too, if it is intact on both sides, but it's decomposing the inside, and it's not considered attached to each other, and therefore the peel is not protected, it's not joined together. So green leaves of vegetables combined together with food, but the white ones, in a mitzvah, the white ones are not combined because they're not considered anything at all. That ends Parak Hay, and we'll continue with Parak Vav tomorrow.